Imagine a Michelin star chef, right? They have the palate, the vision, the decades of experience. But one day, they walk into their restaurant and their entire kitchen brigade is just gone.
Oh, well, yeah. Like the prep cooks, the supply chain people, everyone.
Exactly, all vanish. I mean, they still know how to cook a masterpiece, obviously, but they completely lack the massive infrastructure to actually serve 100 guests. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a single source today, a course overview from theleveragedyears.com called The Private Office of One.
Yeah, and our mission here is to figure out how these high-stakes professionals are using AI to entirely replace those massive corporate support systems while keeping everything, highly secure and highly profitable.
Right, because it really highlights this huge structural shift happening in professional
Oh,
services.
absolutely. Like when a senior private banker leaves a massive institutions, say Goldman Sachs or UBS, they obviously keep their judgment, right? And they keep their clients' trust. But what they lose is that army. The analysts, the research desks, the compliance officers.
So they basically become that chef without a kitchen.
Huh.
And I think the trap is assuming a retired banker can just, I don't know, buy a ChatGPT subscription, watch a YouTube video on prompts, and magically replace a 50-person research desk.
Right. Yeah, that approach usually ends in total disaster. The course overview makes a really good point that the fix isn't just generic AI training. It's about building a highly customized advisory infrastructure.
Okay, so what does that look like?
Well, it's anchored by a specific AI model. In this case, they rely heavily on Anthropic's Claude, mainly because it's designed to handle massive documents and really complex reasoning.
Wait, but handling large documents in wealth management means you are dealing with incredibly sensitive data. I mean, you can't just upload a billionaire's tax returns into a public AI model.
No, definitely not.
That would be a complete compliance nightmare.
Yeah, which brings us to this really central concept in the course. They call it the Private Office AI Clean Room.
The AI clean room. Okay, how does that work?
So it relies on an anonymization token register. Basically, before a single piece of client data even touches an AI workflow, it gets completely stripped.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it gets replaced with a coded token. So in the text, a specific family trust physically becomes like Family Alpha, or a specific offshore bank becomes Institution Blue.
Okay, I see. So that definitely keeps the data safe from leaks, but it doesn't really solve the core issue of the AI just hallucinating terrible financial advice for Family Alpha, right?
Right.
Because I just can't imagine a scenario where a solo advisor trusts a language model to tell a legacy family where to park $20 million.
Right, but they don't. The course draws a massive, strict red line here between analysis and advice. The AI is never the advisor. Claude is strictly what they call the analytical anchor. It synthesizes the data, it cross-references the trust documents, and it drafts the memos. But the human professional remains the absolute judgment layer.
Okay, so going back to our chef analogy, the AI isn't developing the recipe. It's not even tasting the final dish. It's essentially a robotic prep cook that just, chops 100 onions in 5 seconds and hands you the exact setup you need to actually start cooking.
Yes, that is a much better way to look at it. The machine handles the pure volume, and the human applies the taste and the actual judgment.
So, okay, how does chopping those metaphorical onions translate into real time saved? Because the course outlines something called a 12-minute family decision briefing protocol.
Yes, it does.
I really want to know the mechanics of that. Like, how on earth do you compress hours of complex financial analysis into 12 minutes?
It all comes down to structured prompting. So normally, a junior analyst might spend 10 hours reading a 50-page estate plan, crossing it with a new market report, just to write a summary.
Right, which takes forever.
Exactly. But here, those tokenized documents are fed into Claude with a highly specific system prompt. The AI is instructed to run issue extraction, flag anomalies based on predefined parameters, and then generate a list of strategic questions.
Oh, wow. So the advisor just spends those 12 minutes reviewing what the AI extracted.
They review it, tweak the questions, and finalize a brief that would have taken a whole team of juniors a week to draft.
That's incredible. And I mean, for you listening, think about what that does to your business model. If you can compress 10 hours of institutional work into 12 minutes, you're no longer billing for the time it took to write the brief.
Exactly. You are billing for the judgment required to finalize it. The course actually terms this AI premium pricing.
Right, because you're selling the outcome.
Yeah. A solo advisor using this setup might only target 3 to 5 legacy families in total. Because they're delivering institutional-grade analysis without the institutional overhead, They charge fixed fees based on the value of the decision.
What kind of fees are we talking about here?
We're seeing fees ranging from like $5,000 for a preliminary diagnostic all the way up to $50,000 for a comprehensive wealth brief.
That is wild, but it really is the main takeaway here. If a solo professional armed with a well-structured AI clean room can basically rebuild the capability of a global private bank without the headcount.
Right. The traditional barriers to entry are just completely gone.
Yeah.
Replicating that massive corporate infrastructure used to take millions of dollars in capital.
Yeah.
Now it basically just takes a systematic approach to data handling and prompt engineering.
It really makes you wonder about the broader implications. You know, we just spent a few minutes looking at how a solo wealth manager replaces a bank's back office.
Yeah, it's a total game changer.
So think about the massive corporate moats in your own industry. If the big kitchens are losing their monopoly on the prep work, what invisible infrastructure in your field is about to completely evaporate?